Amphitheatre. At the beginning of the 2nd century, the city reached its peak expression with the construction of the last of its great buildings, the Amphitheatre. The Amphitheatre was built at the beginning of this century, probably as the result of a financial contribution from an imperial worship priest, although we do not know what he was called. This building was where gladiator fights were held, munera, as well as fights or hunting with wild animals, pinationes. On some occasions, public executions were also performed on individuals who had been sentenced to death, damnationes. The Tarraco Amphitheatre was situated to the southwest of the city, outside the walled enclosure, but very close to the most important road entering the city, the Via Augusta. The building is elliptical in shape, with a central area, arena, where the shows were held, around which the stands and boxes were constructed. The relief of the land was used in the construction, as can be seen in the way that the stands in the northern half were dug into the rock. The stands in the southern half, however, had to be built on a concrete vault structure. It is thought to have held around 14,000 spectators. The arena is also elliptical in shape. A wall, podium, lines the perimeter, and on the side there are two large gateways which are 3 meters wide and lead to the outside. These are the Porta Triumphalis, where the gladiators entered, and the Porta Libertinensis, from where the fallen were removed. The podium, which is partially preserved, measured 3.25 meters in height. Two perpendicular pits were dug in the subsoil, which were covered by a wooden roof, so that they were invisible to the public. They were used as galleries for animals and gladiators, and more especially, they were used to house the service elevators, which were adapted for scenic moments, such as the sudden appearance of an animal in the middle of the arena. The stands were divided into three horizontal sectors, the first with 3 rows of seats, the second with 10, and the third with 11. Spectators were seated on the basis of their social status. On the stand which overlooks the sea, there is a large arch, which is the pulpitum or box for the authorities, where the presidency of the games sat. To protect the people from the sun, there was a large marquee spread over the stands. In the year 259, Tarraco's bishop, Fructuosus, and his deacons, Augurius and Eulegius, were tried and convicted as a result of the persecution decreed by the Emperor Valerian. Their sentence, to be burnt alive, was executed in the amphitheatre on the 21st of January of the same year. A Visigoth basilica was built in the area and dedicated to the martyrs at the end of the 6th century, once the building had already been abandoned. Only the foundations, part of the ground surface and the basis for most of the columns remain. A cemetery with around 50 graves was made in the surrounding area. During the 12th century, this site would be used to build the Romanesque church Santa Maria del Milagro, St. Mary of Miracles. The building of the rail track affected the southern facade of the amphitheatre, which was not declared a historical monument until the year 1924. It is now part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarraco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was half buried until excavations began in the middle of the 20th century. Subsequently, a large part of the building's stands were redone. It was then closed and lit up.